Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network, back at Media Row, Super Bowl 60, downtown San Francisco, Moscone Convention Center. And two gentlemen are nice enough to join us right now. First of all, we have the greatest kick returner in the history of the National Football League, the Hall of Famer, Devin Hester, is back on the show, this time in person. And Devin, whenever I say Hall of Famer, I mean, that you have three new first names. How do you like that?
It's always a pleasure. You know, when you start getting names added to your original name, it's always a good thing or a bad thing. And this situation is a great thing, and I'm very appreciative of it.
Well, very deserving. Also sitting down with us right now is Mark Singleton, Vice President of Sales of Marketing for Rudolph Foods, because that's because these guys are here to talk about Crunch Time Hero for the Southern Recipe small batch. And over the years, we've done so many interviews with some great athletes and helping out with the Gridiron Greats Assistant Fund. Mark, thanks for joining us. And most NFL players don't have careers like Devin. They're less than 3 years, and they carry some debilitating injuries. Maybe they don't have the finances. This is where that assistance fund really steps up, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, the legendary coach, Mike Ditka, recognized that a lot of the players from his era had to have second jobs. You know, I mean, Leroy Jordan owned a lumber yard. Malcolm, Dave Manders was a CPA. I can tell you story after story of people that had second jobs. Kenny Houston was a teacher in the offseason. And so not only did they not have the financial security, they didn't have the paycheck. And so Coach started raising money to help the guys that had fallen on hard times. And all through the years, as you know, we've had a ton of gentlemen like Devin willing to give their time to help us tell the story and raise money at gridirongreats.org.
Devin, what do you think about this new kickoff where it's like 21 mannequin and the kicker runs up, and then as soon as you catch it, because when you know you were starting off, they'd come back and form a wedge, and now wedges are illegal, and it was basically return left, return right, return center. What do you think about this newfangled stuff?
To be honest, I like it as a returner. When you sit back and you watch it, it's almost like a punt return. And so what I mean by that, it's only one wave. You know, you hit the first hole, there's nobody behind it. You know, so in this situation, when I sit and watch the game, I get a little frustrated here and there watching the return because there's so many opportunities I see out there. Like, I feel like I would have crushed this.
You would have, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
Now, how about the Canes and what they were able to do this year in an incredible championship game? I mean, it was Indiana's year. What are you going to do? I mean, they were unstoppable, but you guys got pretty close. You had to be proud of the Canes, especially after Notre Dame cried about it.
You're right, most definitely. When you're in a situation where when it comes down to the playoff, nobody believes you can make it, you should be in there. And then you knock out all these great teams, and now you end up in a championship game where you tell everybody that you proved them wrong, you know. And so, and like I said, we came up 50 seconds short in this game. It wasn't like it was a blowout. We had a couple of key mistakes, a block punt, gave those guys a touchdown. We was like 0-8 for fourth down attempt in the first three quarters. So all those type of situations, we converted on one or two of them first down, the fourth down attempt. Who knows how the game goes? So it was a great game. Like I said, you tip your head off to those guys. They played a great season and finished strong. And so I'm just excited and I'm happy of how far we came and how far we are coming. And I feel like we're back.
Probably a couple first-round picks on that D-line for the Miami. Did you ever, high school and college, play a little single-high free safety corner?
Or yes.
You did? I would imagine so, yeah. Uh-huh. Ball hawk, a lot of picks.
Yeah, yeah. Most definitely. I did. My sophomore year, I ended up starting half of the season and end up leading the team in picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would imagine that. I remember Tim Brown's dad told me that when Tim Brown started playing Pop Warner, they put him at safety, and he said he intercepted every pass. There was something going on there. Uh-huh. All right. So, Mark, I think something, and we've talked about this over the years, people hear pork rinds and they think, oh, it's something I'll get at the gas station or 7-Eleven. But the health benefits, this isn't your traditional, like people say, oh, it's just junk food. It's really not, is it?
Oh, no, it's a keto Dorito. It's bone broth in a bag, 7 grams of collagen. Food pyramid in the last couple of weeks has been upended. T-bones are on top, whole grains are on bottom. Saturated fat has some healthy benefits that people are starting to talk about. And we've seen a resurgence in protein dieting that's unlike anything we've seen. People on Ozempic need to augment their protein intakes. you know, not everybody can look like Devin naturally. I mean, there are people that have to work at this and watch their diet, and we're really a good option. And if you look at our ingredient, it's real simple. A plain pork rind has just got two ingredients, pork and a little bit of salt.
Pork and rind.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's me.
So, Devin, I think we all kind of thought you'd be a bear for life. Maybe you thought that too. That doesn't usually work out that way nowadays, right. Unfortunately. But when we hear about, oh, they want to build a new stadium, even though they put all this money into fixing Soldier Field, and that kind of fell through, and it's like, okay, now we're going to go to Indiana. We're going to play over there. Now, I never had to play in Soldier Field. I don't go there when the wind's coming off the lake. I always think, especially since they fixed it, I don't see – now I'm an Oakland Coliseum guy, but I don't see what's wrong with Soldier Field. Why do they feel the need to get out and maybe go to near Gary, Indiana?
From what I heard, I don't think it's owned by the Bears. I think it's owned by the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being said, it's a lot of access and a lot of things you don't have control of. I know at one point when I did play there, we would have concerts 2 days before the game.
Wow.
And
chew up the field.
Mess up the field, and it's like, we're going to have this concert whether y'all like it or not. And just fix it when it's time to play. And so we would have a situation where we would have a couple of slippery spots on the field, some little potholes here and there that we were kind of upset with. But at the end of the day, hey, I disagree with moving it to another place. I feel like that location is perfect for the city. I'm just praying and hoping that they all can come together and agree on
so,
the way to resolve it.
Yeah. This year, I mean, Caleb Williams had the greatest pass, honestly, this maybe the last 5 years, running backwards, off balance, winging it, and then here's Cole Kmet just standing there by himself. I'm not even a Bears fan, and I got off my couch. I was like, I don't believe what I just saw.
Right.
So can I say the future is bright without jinxing them?
I think so. I think right now what Caleb did this year, is he really, really put more confidence in himself of the season that he had. Coach Ben is a great OC. We all know that. I knew when he came here, our offense was going to change, pick it up a notch. You know, Swift played with him back in Detroit, I believe, so he's familiar with how to utilize Swift. So Swift gang kind of stepped up this year as well, and he had some great games. I just like what they got going on, and I think right now Caleb is really, really taking a step forward and taking over that team. And we can add a couple more pieces, weapons around him, beef up the defense in the secondary a little bit, I think we're going to be a dangerous team.
So are you pulling for Seattle from your connection there,
yeah,
I would imagine?
Yeah. Right. I like what Seattle is doing. I feel right now Seattle, every year you had that one team that's just finding everything that's working right, clicking on all cylinders, special team, offense, defense. They're just playing great football right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they have the momentum going into this game.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, Seattle, you were there. You came in when it was the playoffs, right?
Playoffs, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. What's funny, the other day I was talking to Josh Johnson, who's played for 14 teams all time, and I said, I remember you were a Raider on a Tuesday and you got cut on a Thursday. What happened? I have no idea. I was amazed, like some of these players, like my agent told me to fly out there and then he said, no, never mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you've seen less crazy. Like that. Yeah. All right, Mark, before I let you guys go, tell us more about the Pork Rind Appreciation Day. In fact, yesterday I met David Chapeau. He is your big hero this year, the Louisville punter.
Yes, sir.
As well. Tell us a little more about what all that's going on.
So several years ago, we as you know, we helped the Gridiron Greats, but we had an opportunity to help the Archer Foundation, helping kids with pediatric cancer, very rare pediatric cancer, and the Crunch Time Hero Award. Every week we find a very deserving, undersung hero in a football game. David happened to run the first down in the Miami game. I hate to say this, Louisville-Miami game. That kind of changed the tempo of that game. They punched it in the next hole or the next play. And David was amazing on social media. He raised over $25,000
wow.
for us. We're helping tons of kids. This cancer is so aggressive and so fast. It hits kids. The average life is about 6 months. And what we're doing is we just feel like someone who's got the worst news in their whole life shouldn't have more bad news. And so people, half of our families, one or two spouses, lose their job. And so we're really providing that financial bridge to help them, keeping them from being evicted, keeping their lights on, keeping them making their doctor's appointments. And you can go to archerfoundation.org, gridirongreats.org, and be a crunch time hero.
Yeah.
Everybody
Archer
can
Dash help. Foundation. I had Mrs. Hill on yesterday.
Oh,
yeah,
that's my daughter.
She's telling us about it. Is?
That's my daughter, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry for what you guys went through, but I am amazed at how brave you are to help other people like you do. Seriously. That's amazing.
Archer was an amazing kid. He lived the six best years I've ever seen.
That's incredible.
We're going to help all these families.
All right, before we let you go, keep it a little light. Favorite flavor of pork rind, Devin?
Sweet barbecue.
Oh, you don't even hesitate.
No,
just boom.
Boom.
Right there.
Boom.
The Hall of Famer, Devin Hester, and Mark Singleton from Rudolph Foods. It's a Crunch Time Hero, Southern Recipe, small batch. Pick it up. Gridiron Greats Assistant Fund, Pork Rind Appreciation Day. And as I mentioned, ArcherDouseFoundation.org. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Really appreciate it. All right, have a great Super Bowl. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back.